Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, June 24th, 2024. We have a lot to cover this morning, people. I want to put a perspective on what's happening, a whole bunch of stuff. Let's start off with this. I want to cover, I'm laughing. I shouldn't be laughing, but I'm going to laugh anyway. So this is a headline from MarketWatch. This is this morning. Stocks are having their best election year, selection year, since 1976. What the rally needs to continue. I'm going to show you what's happening in case you don't know. You and I, and I've been beating this to death for a long time now. This is the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator. Again, free to you, free to anyone who wants to use it. There is a link in the description of this video. Right here. This is the key as to why we haven't seen a run like this with regard to the S&P 500. We've had record high. We haven't seen anything like this since the financial meltdown, financial crisis, you know, for which we're in right now. There's nothing that has come close to this. But anyway, this is opportunity for my lions out here, my friends out here. Look, a lot of people, some people, watch this channel and they don't, they see it, but they don't perceive what they're seeing. They hear things, but they don't listen. And that is probably a common theme, unfortunately. People have become unable to see. They have become unable to hear. They've been made blind. They've been made deaf. They are completely disconnected from what's happening. Not you. If you follow this blog, like I say, some of you have been with me for over a decade. And I am very happy and proud to say that. Anyway, so the mechanism here, look, they want you to make, they want it to seem like to you like this is some kind of a miracle that this is occurring. Why we're seeing the market run up like this. And it's not. It's massive debt purchases. Here's it. Let me put another perspective on this for you. What do we know is happening? Central banks around the world started with the Swiss National Bank. Then we got the ECB, European Central Bank, the Canadian National Bank, starting to cut rates, and it's going to happen. More central banks are going to follow the lead here. Now, the Federal Reserve, let's think about what I'm about to say for a second here. The Federal Reserve is like, no, no, no. We're not going to start cutting rates yet because we're in the fight of our lives. We're trying to fight inflation. Let me ask you, who's buying all the debt here? Who's buying all this? This is the Federal Reserve. So they could say all they want to. Bond yields are dropping because some mysterious entity out here is buying all the debt. This mechanism here, again, the MMRI, has two components, two key components, three maybe, but two key components. One is it looks at the benchmark here, the 10-year yield. This is the one everyone follows. It also uses the dollar index, the dollar in this case, all central bank issued currencies are units of debt. It uses a little neat little equation, okay, divided by the golden ratio. Okay, those of you might want to look this up. And it comes up with a number, which I have color-coded for all of you, make it very, very simple to understand. But the more debt here that is purchased by the Federal Reserve in this case, or anybody, it's the Fed who's buying it all, because this is not the average guy or the average girl buying all this, okay? The more that occurs, the lower this is going to go. The faster that the currency is being devalued, well, obviously, the lower this is going to go as well. So this mechanism is what's driving this market here. We've covered this repeatedly, and this is where opportunity lies. And you're going to see other things too. We covered this, but let me just, you know, sketch this out for you real quick. If we realize that this mechanism of risk dropping, massive debt purchases, again, the Fed's not cutting rates, but they sure as hell are buying a lot of debt. And that is keeping rates suppressed. So this is a backdoor way of cutting rates, although they're not seeing it. Meanwhile, you got the Fed and other central banks inflating the currency, the amount of currency all over the world, which is currency negative, purchasing power negative, obviously massively inflationary at the same time. You all know that, but you're not allowed to know any of this stuff. You understand? They want you to pay attention to the propaganda from the mainstream media, the deceptions, the distractions, the look here, the don't look over there, the politics. You know, let me cover that real quick. I ran a poll yesterday. Over 3,000 of you participated. Here was my question. In your opinion, which term is more descriptively correct, politics or politricks? 96% of you said politics. We're being lied to. We're being tricked. We're being deceived yet again here. Okay, it's part of the mechanism. None of this is real. Nothing is what it appears to be. Once you wake up to that, your whole life is going to change, and then you'll start to realize what's really happening to you, and you can start to take action. Until that time, until you fall for these politricks, the lies, every other word out of their mouths, I don't care who they are, is a lie. It's a deception, a distraction here. It's just another mechanism here to keep you not understanding what's happening. Just like kind of this, again, the run-up in the S&P 500, we haven't seen the current one since the financial crisis, for which we're in the worst financial crisis we've ever seen right now, a global debt hyper bubble beyond anyone's wildest dreams, currency devaluation, interest rate suppression. But all that means is this. The longer this goes on, okay, you and I, what I've been saying, the faster the economy craters, the higher the market's going to go. And that is a global phenomenon here, okay? The global economy contracting at its fastest pace ever. Meanwhile, debts and deficits continue to balloon. Out of control, although it is being engineered. Who's responsible for inflating the global debt? Is it me? Is it you? Is it whatever freak they decide to put behind the Resolute desk? It's the central banks working with whatever freak they put behind the Resolute desk. Why do you think the last three presidents, including this thing sitting behind the Resolute desk here, have done more to empower the Federal Reserve than every single president before them combined? You can't make that stuff up, people. But that's where we are. But then, okay, but it's not my fault. It's that person's fault. This is politics, okay? They're all playing the same game. And you know who's on the losing end of it? You are. Why do you think the current environment is the way it is right now? Because everything is just so perfect. Our last president was so great. The one before him was so great. The current one is magnificently perfect as well. Now, It's these things colluding with the central banks. Again, the central bank today, the Federal Reserve, is the most powerful organization on the planet because of the last three presidents, more than anyone before them. So break out of your bubble that you've been put into and wake the freak up, and maybe you'll understand what's going on. But anyway, going back to what's going on. This is a direct result of massive debt purchases and currency devaluation, which is going to continue until the selection. After the presidential selection, you and I will sit back and reevaluate, okay? And this mechanism is causing greater distortions to occur in the market, like we said. Where's the cash coming from? If we realize, okay, that some mysterious entity out here, the Federal Reserve, is buying all the debt and obviously continuing to devalue the currency as they inflate the entire monetary base here. Again, just since February of this year, like a $1.5 trillion. Every 3 months, the debt's going up over $1 trillion. You think this is really just a comedy of errors that got us here? And why this is going on? And the Fed's in the fight of their lives, central banks continue to inflate? No, because that's their goal. The goal of every central bank is the same, to inflate, because that's their one and only power. The more they can inflate, the more they're called on to inflate, to fund whatever they want to fund, whatever project is thrown in front of them. Well, expanding war is a big one right now. In fact, I was writing some stuff down. Where did I write that here? Oh, yeah. We'll talk about this in just a second, and we'll go back to what I was just about to tell you. But this mechanism I don't see stopping. Okay, so that means cash has to come out of places. It's going to come out of cryptocurrency, in my view. It's going to keep pressure on commodities right now, which means they're on sale. By every single dip that comes along with regard to gold, silver, platinum, palladium, commodities overall, and yes, cryptocurrencies, when they fall, you buy. Stock market too. This mechanism is not going to stop as the economy free falls faster. Until that time, we buy, we get longer, the stock market longer, meaning we're buying more, of this stock market, but we got to be kind of selective here. There's a couple of opportunities I've been telling you all about. Tech, the tech sector, big tech especially, Microsoft, Amazon, Nvidia, stuff like that here. Again, they're going to benefit greatly from the Fed buying all the debt, suppressed rates here. So there's an opportunity in big tech, in my opinion, also in energy. Let's talk about energy real quick. So Warren Buffett and billionaires are jumping on the energy bandwagon. You and I have been, I've been telling all of you, I don't know how long, energy, energy, energy. Why? There's a few things going on here. First of all, war plays right into why. The biggest maybe isn't even that. It's the currency devaluation. Energy is priced in dollars, okay? Crude oil. Do you think for a second, ponder what I'm about to tell you, that the devaluation of not just the dollar, but central bank issued notes overall, you think that's going to stop? They're all in a race to the bottom. You all know that. I've been telling you this for 10 years. Central banks want to see who can kill the purchasing power of their currency faster. Again, as they kill the purchasing power of the currency, they have to issue more currency to make up the difference here. And that makes a central bank stronger. So when you hear a candidate or a politician talk about, we need a weaker currency, okay, what they're trying to tell you is, we're going to destroy you, the team that they're actually working for, not the one you think they're working for. You understand? Wake up. Anyway, so currency devaluation, suppressed rates, war. This is why the super rich are buying energy, big energy companies, and energy itself as well. This is sound familiar to you? It should, because we've been covering this for a very, very long time. Let me see what else we got here. We're keeping our eye on this. Again, link in the description of this video. This is not going to stop. That means commodities, cryptocurrencies are going to fall under pressure here. No doubt about it. As, again, this mechanism of suppressed rates opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market, as we have covered since time immemorial, okay? And that's why, that's what's going on here. That's why stocks are having their best election, what they mean to say is selection year, since 76. And this has been the longest winning streak for the S&P 500 since the financial crisis. Imagine, you know, those people. Does this surprise you? If you are a follower of this blog, you're laughing. You're laughing, okay? Because you've been, we, you and I, have been so far ahead of the curve on all this. It's just frankly unfreaking believable. Look, this is gonna, you're going to hear a lot of talk from the mainstream media about the market, about, obviously, look, there's no connection to reality here. Yes, by every metric that you want to look at, it is distorted, it is overvalued, it is everything, but that doesn't mean there's not opportunity here. Why? Because of this mechanism, people. Currency devaluation, suppressed rates. Sound familiar? It should sound familiar to you. Because that's what we're hearing more and more of here. It's unbelievable. We got a lot of trouble, but that also means we got a lot of opportunity, people. And that's what this is all about. Again, for those of you who don't hear and don't see, wake up, okay? This is about opportunity, because we can't stop this. We can't stop what's happening, okay, with regard to currency devaluation, with regard to suppressed rates and distortions occurring here across the spectrum of asset classes. The fact that the global economy is in free fall, and the faster that happens, the higher the market's going to go. The fact that war, death, pain, suffering, all of this is coming together at the same time, does that strike you as strange? No, it's exactly what we've been talking about. And this is going to get worse and expand forward, but that's why we come together. They're trying to divide us. We unite. We come together. You understand? We have to look out for each other. I've been telling you this for 10 freaking years. If we allow them to continue to divide us via any mechanism that they can come up with, we lose. You understand that? This is how the population of the world has been losing since the beginning of time. How the few have psyoped the many since the beginning of time by the deceptions, the distractions, the divide and conquer. They do not want us to come together. Okay, we come together, they lock us up in our houses, and they force us to wear masks so we can't even see each other's faces. Did you see what's going on here? Are you starting to get hip to the situation here, or you just don't get it yet? If you don't get it yet, I urge you to start getting up to speed, because you're going to suffer the most moving forward. But again, we know where the opportunities are. At least from a financial standpoint, we've got this covered. And from a personal standpoint, again, uniting, come together, loving each other, caring about each other. What's wrong? Do we really have to hate each other? Do you have to hate these people because of whatever reason? Because they're telling you to? Because that box that's in your house? Let me show you real quick. Again, American Legion. Look at the cover of this, okay? Yeah, look at the cover of this. Look at these zombified people. Look at this guy right here, pointing at the box that's telling him what to think, what to believe, who to love, and who to hate. You understand? It's a pretty sick thing, people. Don't fall for this, okay? Turn it off. All this is a way to destroy us all. That thing in your house should be removed. Imagine if you didn't have it, how much better off you would be. All right, people, look, we're going to get going here. This guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I mean that with all I got. And I hope you ponder the things that we spoke about here in this video. I think it's been very important. If you agree, please share the video. Get it out there. Give it a thumbs up. I want to hear from you, please. What we covered here, does it make sense to you what I'm saying? Or not at all? Is Greg on target or Greg is way off base? I read the comments, I promise. So I want to know what's on your mind, all right? With that said, I'm going to let you go. I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. I hope to see you there. Have some questions ready for me so we can cover them in real time. All right, that's what that's all about, honestly, all right? But until we meet again, until we see each other later, please take care of yourselves and take care of each other.